Some folks are anxious that in today's English, the word anxious not only means worried, but also can mean excited or eager.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Today's subject was sparked by a spirited disagreement with a friend of mine about the use of anxious and eager. What's the difference, Anne?
Let me start by saying that I love the fact that you are having spirited discussions about words. And who won?
Me, of course. Is there any question?
This question about anxious and eager has caused a lot of people some concern. There are people who think that anxious should always mean worried, should be linked with the noun anxiety, and not mean that you're looking forward to something. So you can say, I'm anxious about the test, but you shouldn't say, I'm anxious to read that book if it's something you're looking forward to. But as a linguist who studies the history of the language, what I can tell you is that since about the 18th century, anxious has been used to mean eager. So these two words have been fairly synonymous for some speakers for a couple of centuries.
There are some other words we use interchangeably, like disinterested and uninterested. Don't they mean the same thing, Anne?
Well, for some speakers, they do. There are, however, critics who think they shouldn't mean the same thing, that you should use disinterested to mean impartial and uninterested to mean indifferent or not interested. And it's not surprising that some speakers are using disinterested to mean uninterested. If you think about a word like dishonest, it means not honest. So disinterested, not interested. This one's also interesting in terms of language change because early in its life, disinterested meant uninterested. In the 18th century, that fell out of use, but now it's coming back. And I know people are worried. They say, well, but if it's terrible if disinterested and uninterested come to mean the same thing, we're losing a valuable distinction. But the fact is, we have the distinction anyway. We can just use unbiased or impartial and then use disinterested and uninterested synonymously.
And finally, here's a big one. The word literally, we hear it all the time, inappropriately.
I love the new use of literally because it creates some hilarious images.
I haven't been to a comic book store in literally a million years.
Literally, literally a million years.
I'll hear people say things like, and my head literally exploded. And I think, oh gosh, I hope not. That sounds painful and you wouldn't still be here.
And it would be a big mess to clean up.
It would be a big mess. Literally meant word for word. That when people go back to, through its etymology, it meant word for word. But at some point, we started to use literally for emphasis, that you're saying it literally means, and that became emphatic. And you can imagine as that becomes emphatic, people can reinterpret literally to mean something closer to figuratively. And that's the way you'll hear it today.
Anne, you're always a font of information. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.